Christmas is a pagan Roman Catholic holiday. But if you test it to the Word of God, you know what you find out, sir? Easter is the same thing. There's no Easter holiday. We're to proclaim Christ every day.
Every day.
And then Good Friday. Have you ever studied this? I don't know if you have a church background. I love to tell people this. People celebrate Good Friday. Supposedly when Jesus died and then rose again on Sunday. It's a Roman Catholic handed-down tradition. Jesus said, my master, he's not a liar. He said, I'll be in the grave 3 days and three nights as Jonah was in the belly of the fish. You can't get 3 days and three nights from Friday night to Sunday morning. It's a lie. And in actuality, I have articles on this on my teaching blog at don'tperish.com for free. We don't charge people money, unlike the churches. We labor and work for ourselves. Jesus died on a Wednesday, the day before the high Sabbath, which was a Thursday. He rose again on Saturday. You know why? It's beautiful. He's our Sabbath rest. Every Saturday, Friday night to Saturday night was an archetype of Jesus coming when we would rest in him from our works and labors. Now we don't work. Now we obey the one who did the work for us at the stake, the cross. And now holiness and obedience is the fruit that you're born of God, because that's my wife. If I love her and you believe I love her, you're not going to see me flirting and going with other women. Well, how come all the American Christians say they love God, but yet they love the things of the world, they love the flesh, they love the pride, they love the vanity, because pastors are telling them they can do it because you're just a big sinner. You can't help yourself. Jesus died and don't expect you to do nothing but just believe on him. No, the gospel says by the shed blood of Jesus Christ, this glorious Savior that came into the world as a full man, fully God, to show you and I and my wife and everyone else the way. He laid down his life, beaten, battered, bloodied, bruised. Let that sink in at Christmas time. Beaten, battered, bloodied, bruised. This little baby grew up to be a man of God. He was God. He was tortured for our transgressions. And the Bible says if you believe upon him, you will follow. You will repent. You will seek him. And when God sees somebody willing to seek him, he'll give you the Holy Spirit. You'll be born again, because in Acts 5 it says, if God sees a willing vessel that's willing to obey, he gives the Holy Spirit. He doesn't give it to anybody. The Father's truth and the Father's Spirit is too precious. He doesn't give it to people that won't lose their life for him. It would be like a man giving his life to a woman that he knows, you know what, she's a harlot, she's never going to be faithful to me. Would you do that? That would be foolish. So God gives his Spirit to those who obey him, Acts 5. Then we move on in the gospel. The fruit that people know God, we were preaching at the Sarasota Street Fair. The fruit that people know God, it's not Sunday church attendance, that's all man-made. It's not Christmas, it's not, well, I just believe in Jesus and try to do good. The fruit is you start studying the scripture, the Holy Spirit teaches you all truth, and you start seeing that this is Satan's kingdom we're living in.
It is.
And then you decide, I got to come out of that and walk in God's kingdom, which is in his people's heart. One day it's coming with a new Jerusalem, and it's going to come down. And your life begins to conform to the image and the word of God. And then the last part, you got to endure in that. Every day, every week, every month, every year, you get up in the morning. Ready? I always tell people this. They laugh when I say this, but it's true. If we don't wake up in the morning and say, Lord, I'm going to love you today with all my heart, soul, mind, and strength. And we wake up and go, oh, football's on. Oh, I'm going to brunch with my friends. Oh, I'm going to work out to look good. Oh, I'm going to work to make money. Work is okay. If we don't do that first, you know what we are? Idolaters. We want to give God first, and then everything flows from that, and then we endure in that. So that's all on that gospel card. Check out don'tperish.com. We travel the country. We live in a van, a camper van, and all we do, yeah, I'm retired. My brother does it 6 months out of the year. Then he goes and works, and then goes and does it 6 months. He's a younger man. We just go around the world, or America right now. I haven't been called out of America yet. Someday it might be. And we just stand on street corners. We stand outside churches peacefully.
Ah, cool. Thanks for everything you guys do. You guys are awesome.
And we just go all over to call people out. You have no hope unless you're following Christ. Come out and conform to it.
Bless you.
Email me. I'd love to hear from you sometime.
All right.
God be praised. So there's a man that we just got to touch his life with truth. He's driving by. Worldly looking man, but he has headphones on. And he stopped and he listened. And he got a ton of truth. He got the gospel. He got our website. That's why we labored our website. He's got our email. And if he emails me, a lot of people have been email me. And then we talk via phone. We Bible study together to help them along as disciples. That's what we're doing out here. That's awesome. Thank you, Father, for that appointment. I mean, that might be the only one of the day. Everybody else might hate the message. They might call the police on us. I might get threatened to get beat up. But guess what? We just had one appointment right there. The man received the word of God, and it was a glorious thing. Thank you, Father.